Tom, why don't you just start by introducing yourself to our audience, remind them. I'm sure most of our audience knows who you are, but or many in our audience. Would you just kind of reintroduce yourself?
Jordan, I think it's a lot of malarkey, most of your audience. But anyway, my name's Tom Coyne. I'm a Western alumnus, graduated in 1955, returned to the university in 1962 as director of alumni relations, was President Jim Miller's assistant from 66 to 1970, and from 1970 to 1990, I was the vice president for student services. And so if anyone knows the name at all, it's maybe it's because I'm answering telephones for WMUK fund drives.
Oh, maybe, but maybe something else too. And we should also tell our audience about your involvement in the Friends of East Campus.
That's correct. I've been a board member. I was a board member of the Friends of East Campus for over 10 years. And I dropped off the board when my term expired in 2011.
But
I'm still very much interested in a dues-paying member of the Friends of East Campus.
So when you heard the news that Western Michigan University plans to renovate East Hall, but the other buildings there will be demolished, what was your reaction?
Well, it was quite a surprise because I did not know it until I got a phone call from a reporter last night. That was the first word that I had that this had occurred. Since I'm no longer on the board, I would not have received word through the board membership. It was a disappointment, to say the very, very least. We had hopes that with a partnership that was being proposed with a development company from Texas, that a new and productive use of East Hall might be developed, to find out that the university has, in fact, gone back to a plan that it first espoused back prior to the existence of the East Hall. In fact, it was a reason for prior to the existence of the Friends of East Campus, and in fact was a reason for the Friends of East Campus coming into existence. When that plan was first floated, that's what galvanized Dale Patterson and Mike Ryan and a few of the other people to go ahead and form the Friends of East Campus.
Does the plan, though, surprise you, knowing just the history here of what Western has considered, what they were looking into, and some of the things that have happened externally?
It did, because it's a reversion to the plan that they were originally talking about 15, 20 years ago. I had thought that from the conversations that they had had with the Friends of East Campus that they were looking for much more very productive use of the building. Now, I understand the center that they're proposing to retain is going to be an alumni center, and that's the only good news I've heard so far, that the alumni will still have a presence on East Campus. But I had hoped that a long-term hope of the Friends of East Campus Board was that it would become central administration again, that East Hall would once again be the central administration, considering the rather far-flung campuses and currently at Western Michigan University.
If you had to pick one building on East Campus to save, is East Hall the one that is perhaps most important?
Beyond question. Beyond question. East Hall is arguably the most architecturally important building in Kalamazoo County. It is clearly a wonderful structure sitting on top of Prospect Hill overlooking the city. It bespeaks a time and a sense of grandeur that the men who formed Western Michigan University had in mind, and it is by far the building that I would have retained. I'm not at all really surprised about the plans to demolish the other structures.
Why is that?
Why not? Because they really didn't have the architectural cachet that the East Hall has. And secondly, there are particular flaws in all of those buildings that would make them not as available or usable for expansion purposes.
The administration has said they're definitely planning to renovate the core of East Hall. There's still some question about whether the whole building is going to be renovated. How concerning is that to you?
I would hope that the whole building is renovated. The core building, which is built in 1905, the center structure, center section, was part of a long-term plan to develop what ultimately became East Hall. Then in 1907, what is was the gymnasium and currently is the archives was built. And then in 1909, the campus school section was built and then later attached. So the that core section was the first of the three sections that was built.
And if what we hear from the university is that they're going to need some private money if the whole thing's going to be renovated, do you think that that's doable? Do you think that there are people out there that are going to want to see all of East Hall renovated and will be willing to donate to back that up?
I hope so, but candidly, it would require something along the lines of what the developers were talking about. The university does not appear willing to put in the monies that it would need to really renovate the entire structure by themselves. Whether or not there are the people who are willing to donate money for, say, the new med school are also in mind that they would like to retain the history and the birthplace of the university, that's another matter. There's always a temptation to say, yes, money's going to flow in, and money's tight. Economic times are difficult, and I would not, you know, speak lightly of the university's financial concerns. They are very real, and I don't think that the decision to do what they're planning to do was made lightly. I don't think that President Dunn and the current administration are, you know, jumping around for joy about this, but he inherited a very difficult problem, and he inherited it from a lot of previous administrations. But it's if there was a hope that they could ultimately restore the entire structure, I think then both the university and the city of Kalamazoo would benefit. Kalamazoo has two icons, Gordon. It has the water tower and it has East Hall. Those are the two most picturesque items from the city's history. You know, and I think I would hope serious consideration could be given to retaining them.
Okay. Anything else you'd like us to know before we wrap it up?
Well, it's a disappointment. It's, I suppose, in view of the economic times, something we have to face up to. But I really believe that the university is concerned. We're concerned, obviously, and the Friends of East Campus are concerned. And I would certainly hope that East Hall, Prospect Hill, which joins Western Michigan University and the city of Kalamazoo, I would hope we could work out a way to make it survive as in the beauty that it once was.